Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition right here, coming across your radio dial live and in living color from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. Of course, we are the home of Tomorrow's News Tonight. And oh, by the way, we broadcast the great radio stations along the way on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, the website. Also on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country and some of the largest markets in the country. And leading independent stations, too, that are out there scattered in between here, there, and everywhere. And we appreciate everybody that's listening and everybody that's carrying our show, as well as on the Internet. Over there in Germany, Maria and crew chimed in a little bit earlier, and they're listening to us on the normal source over there. I believe it's called Radio Waves. And also in India, the people we have in India that are listening to us, and that's called Radio Grana. And I know I'm butchering that. One of these days I'll probably figure out how to say it. And we're also up on a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so much for what you're doing, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS. And by the way, UPS has now told the Biden administration, as well as the Department of Labor, don't get involved in our negotiations between the union and UPS. We don't want you there. So we'll see how that works out. And the bulk mail center haulers, too, hauling the mail. Thank you very much, Felix and the gang. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and other petroleum products so we can get on down the road. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Follow us over there, and we put our podcasts over there and various news stories and bulletins and whatnot. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Trump Truth Social, which is Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, you'll always be able to find us on our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, we're going to go out to California, IA, where it's so red out there in some of the places, so hot that it's actually purple. So we're going to dig up from the pool and the ice cubes that are in it. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. How long does it take to melt the ice cubes in the pool? Well, not too long today.
It's 87 degrees outside right here, right now, in one spot. It's 82 in another. One's downtown, one's at the airport. So I would imagine it's probably warmer downtown than it is at the airport. But I got two different readings, so I thought I'd throw them out there. That's rather warm.
It is.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
All right. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, they got the bad guy in Georgia that killed the four people, that wounded a couple of cops in the process. up there initially, and that wounded a couple of more cops that were on the pursuit there in the wild and woolly area that he was in, where they were trying to track him down. So he fired at them, took off running. They a couple of them were wounded. Then the rest of the police, I guess, converged on him. He's fired on them, and they just literally took him out.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, four people had lost their lives. I think at least two officers were injured
by this
assailant. Yes.
Yeah, and both of them, I think, were seriously wounded.
Yes, as a matter of fact. So our thoughts and prayers and good wishes go out to them. And, of course, our condolences to the families. But they did get this assailant in the end, yes.
Now, I'm going to start talking about something during the first segment, and we'll let it carry through, and then we'll change over. But there was a lot of talk over the weekend on these talking head shows about a third party and a third party candidate and the no labels party and how that was going to do this and do that. Now, I know the media is trying to sensationalize this and make it sound like as if there's something new coming our way, then they're trying to make all this stuff sound like as if it's going to happen, but first of all, answer this question, please. Has any third party ever even gotten an electoral vote?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
even
if you go back to TR, back in the olden days of the Bull Moose Party, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing of it is who could they put up to run if it's a Trump-Biden match? Who could they put up to run to get, like, 19% like Ross Perot did? I don't see anybody.
No, only in the off chance that maybe RFK Jr. would want to go that direction, since he already has some recognition.
Well,
but it'd be very difficult to find and put up a viable third-party candidate.
I know he said he wouldn't do it, but let me just throw this out there. Strange as it may seem, if for some reason Donald Trump does not get the nomination because he doesn't win the primaries and get enough votes to be able to get nominated with the Republicans, it would not surprise me the least little bit if he didn't try the third-party route this time around.
Well, yeah, he could. He would be going it alone.
He said he wouldn't. He said he wouldn't.
Right.
But he's the only guy that I can see that could get more a higher percentage than Ross Perot did when he got 19%. I believe that Trump could probably double that. Just saying, but I think he would still lose in the general election. That's just my thought. You disagree with me? Give me a call, 877-969-8600. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And, of course, Kyle will be right back with us here in just a second after I remind you that this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. And this is the 20th anniversary year for MyPillow.com. They've sold over 80 million pillows. Holy smokes. And I'll tell you what, you can get a hell of a deal right now. You can save $50 on your most expensive pillows by going over there to MyPillow.com and using the product code CAPTAIN, the product code CAPTAIN. Give them a call at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Now, they've got everything on sale over there, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, bed sheets, mattress toppers, pillows, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. And you can take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history with the anniversary sale, the 20th anniversary sale going on. So all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or call 800-641-5459. Take advantage of the big specials he's got going over there right now. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger to come out of the woods. The LinkedIn co-founder, Reid Hoffman, who visited the Epstein Island. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He was one of the guys on the airplane. And if you take a look at his picture, I won't say any more, but just take a look at his picture that's associated with the story on One America News, and it says all you want to know. But anyway, he gave a six-figure donation to Joe Biden's reelection campaign. Now, you ready for this?
Okay.
$699,600 to the Biden Victory Fund.
Wow.
Now, that was after a husband-wife billionaire team said, nope, we're not going to give Joe Biden any more money because we believe he's too old to run. We'll give it to the Democratic Party to give to whoever, but do not give it to Joe Biden, or we'll rescind the offer. So there you go. So Joe Biden lost a big donor and gained one, I guess, is the way you can explain that. But the fact of the matter is even though he says his donations are up, no, his donations are not up. The Democratic Party may be up, but he's not the one getting the money. It's the Democratic Party.
Well, certainly something is building out there that says maybe Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee or shouldn't be the nominee. You know, here we are. It's the middle of 2023. What's he going to look like by Christmas time? How is he going to be acting then? You know, the other day he nibbled on a kid and did all this weird stuff, and you know, it's just getting worse.
Well, that was just plain sick. You were watching somebody there that if that had been my kid and he'd done that to my kid, first of all, I would have smacked him in the face. That's number one. I'm surprised that woman just sat there and laughed it all off and all that while the little girl was screaming because she was terrified. You know, who does that? Who does that kind of stuff? I'm sorry.
Well, again, I just think it's showing that he's deteriorating faster. He's got no filter. You know, it's starting to become really problematic. So, you know, and of course, the fundraising, this is also a big deal to them. But at the same time, they're not planning to have Joe Biden go out there and do a campaign, literally for real. He's not going to be doing a for real campaign. He's going to be Biden in the White House. That's kind of going to be their strategy. Have Biden be the president from the Rose Garden. And I think that's the direction they're going.
Well, depending on where you look, the numbers for Biden's approval rating are anywhere from the low to middle 30s to the low to middle 40s. But that's about it. And even though his Real Clear Politics average is around 45%, that's just not the way it's going. Again, it depends on what poll you want to look at. Granted, it's early for polls and all that sort of stuff, but still, it's showing you that the mood of the country is not all in for Joe Biden. And by the way, I'm starting a new movement myself here. I'm going to be walking around here in the not-too-distant future handing out a bunch of pins that says, All In for 2024.
All right. Well, I think a lot
my buttons. You know the buttons I got?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yep. So I'll be having them with me. I'll be taking them around. We'll see how many people want to commit themselves to that. All In for 2024.
Well, the GOP certainly wants to be all in for 2024. Yeah. There are a couple of questions that are going to have to be answered, and that is who is going to be the standard bearer.
And by the way, we gave out 10,000 of those buttons that said Trump 20, what was it, Trump 2020, and then Trump 2016. When we did it the first time around, Trump Pence, I think we had on the buttons, we gave out 10,000 buttons.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
those are the events
certainly
we went to, yeah.
Amazing. Well, certainly the whole issue is going to have to be how is the GOP going to stand up against the Democrat Party, also most of the media, and try to get their message out without having it be filtered or twisted such that whatever candidate they have for president is going to be able to use that to their advantage.
Okay, well, the U.S. weather is really kind of strange right now. You're burning up out there where you're at. It's kind of warm, especially across the south from about I-40 south to I-10 down to the Gulf and all the way over here into Florida from California. But flash flooding in the northeast surprised some people. They had a lot of flooding in Pennsylvania. I believe it's at least six people that have been confirmed dead, including one family that got swept away in a car. And also some other people missing, so the death toll is definitely going to go up, unfortunately. But it's still raining. When I looked at the map here a little while ago, it was still raining up there in New England, hard in a lot of places.
It really is. And, of course, you mentioned the heat out west. Death Valley saw 128 degrees on Sunday. But it's interesting. Compare that back in July of 1913, the Furnace Creek area of Death Valley, which is in that same zone, was up at about 134. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. But it's definitely, you know, we're seeing a lot of heat. It's also going through Europe as well, Captain.
Now, we heard all about the money that Ron DeSantis' campaign was taking in early on, right?
Of course.
Lately, Donald Trump's been surging with money, Donald, and DeSantis hasn't. And there's a story that came out yesterday from the Associated Press that Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign was now cutting staff as new financial pressure emerged from not getting the kind of money that he was raising earlier. And if he's starting to run out of money, he's in big trouble.
He really is. Again, I think that the initial thought, the initial strategy was to get into the race because something was going to go wrong with Donald Trump via the indictments or some other such thing. Trump, in response to that, has actually stayed pretty strong, shall we say, and DeSantis is kind of directionless at that point. So they've got to revamp their campaign and find a different angle.
Well, here's what the majority of the polls out there are saying. And again, this is one thing that you can believe. That's not necessarily about who's going to win the race. But when it comes to the economy and it comes to taxes and it comes to who the people trust, the majority of the voters by a large margin continue to trust the Republican Party more on the key issue of taxes and the economy and not the Democratic Party. That spells real trouble for Joe Biden.
It does spell trouble, but by the same token, you continue to see the stories. Well, the recession, the big recession is just not happening. The economy is actually
we don't know
better.
That. We've already brushed it a couple times.
Well, of course. I'm just talking about the messaging.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at the numbers and come up with some idea, but the idea is the messaging that comes out, and people say, oh, I heard on Good Morning America or I heard on such and such that it's all good. You know, things are getting better, and Joe Biden is finally getting to turn around. You know, and so they have a different perception.
Let me interject something to you again. 2 weeks ago, the price of gasoline was 40 cents a gallon cheaper than it was as of Sunday in my area. How does that make inflation better?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. People still understand this. They see what's happening. So, again, you've got a war of information like you've never seen before in all of this.
Yeah, it went from 303, 305, 309, 311 to as high as 359 a gallon. Yesterday I saw some of the pump prices, 349, 343, and with the discounts on some of these programs you could get it for 333. But even that is almost 30 cents a gallon higher than what I just told you.
Well, that's right, and people do see that affecting their kitchen table budget.
Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming back with more. Bottom of the hour break coming up. That means your station's getting a chance to identify themselves, pay a few bills, probably give you a news broadcast or something, and maybe even the weather. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. An estimated 70 million Americans are still coping with extreme heat. Forecasters say the blistering heat wave is expected to continue next week as a high pressure dome from Texas moves westward. Search and recovery efforts continue in Pennsylvania, where five people were killed and two children are still missing after flash flooding in the Philadelphia area. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours Saturday evening. Former President Trump says there are some good people running against him for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the former president acknowledged some of the Republican candidates could have a role in his administration if he's elected. It took almost 5 hours for Carlos Alcaraz to end the reign of Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon, winning a five-set thriller. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren, and thank you, everybody, for listening to us on the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, and of course, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that I take that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 13 years right now, and I take it in the morning when I have breakfast or my first meal, which sometimes isn't until noon if I sleep in, which I've been doing a lot lately because I've had to change my regimen per my doctor, and sometimes I don't get out of bed until almost noon, except on the days where I have lunch with the captain. But I've done away with all that early morning stuff for the most part, except maybe breakfast with the guys, and that's about it. But the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. By the way, it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Best part is it's 100% drug-free. That's what I love about it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also comes in a convenient individual packet, 4 little capsules, easy to take. It supports the healthy joints and muscles that you want to have. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you get it all by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, and away you go. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I will guarantee that one, because even people that said, well, you know, nothing's worked. Well, this worked. And even somebody that came up to me and said, well, you know, I got right down to the last day of the 3rd week, and it wasn't working, and all of a sudden I felt better. I said, bingo, it worked, didn't it? Oh, yeah, well, I guess it did. But anyway, okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, Where did President Trump give a great speech over the weekend?
I'm trying to remember exactly where he was. I think, wasn't he at the Turning Point Action Conference, I think?
Yeah, in Bedminster, New Jersey.
Yep.
And he announced the results of the Turning Point Action was the name of the group, announced the results of a 2023 Turning Point Action Conference straw poll, which was commissioned by the Trafalgar Group. Now, the question was, who is your first pick for president from the current GOP primary field? They had a person in here that was second that I've never heard of, and it's I don't know what the deal was here. But anyway, Donald Trump just absolutely blew the field away, 86%, up 78 points above some of the people down below. By the way, 8% for the second-place finisher, Perry Johnson. Who is that?
That's a good question. That name hasn't really gotten a lot of prominence yet, but very interesting that it would. We understand that he's a businessman, though.
Okay, and number three was Ron DeSantis at 4%. He had this Perry Johnson guy had doubled what DeSantis got, and then Ron DeSantis had doubled Vivek Ramaswamy, who had gotten 2%. Everybody else below that wasn't even worth talking about.
Well, exactly right. Interesting takeaway, of course, that President Trump had an overwhelming, percentage in this.
Yeah, and again, what's that tell you?
Well, so far, everybody is looking to Trump to be the standard bearer.
Now, these are the young people. This is a young person group, right?
As far as we know, yes. Yeah.
Some of them may not even be old enough to vote, right?
Good question. I'm not exactly sure, but
I think they have high school kids that go to this group, you know, besides the regular college-type folks. So I think I'm saying that correctly. But anyway, it's rather amazing. So the youth of America is catching on quickly to the fact that the message coming from the far left is not going to make it.
Well, hopefully so. You know, especially young people these days, they're going to be very, I hope they're going to be very discerning. One other thing I think that we know, too, is that they are not enthralled with Joe Biden.
Now, we know the Ukraine is a hot topic for whatever, right?
Of course.
Most Democrats believe the war in Ukraine should be America's top defense priority. I don't agree with that. Do you?
Well, I know we are supporting Ukraine. They will say that, you know, you're fighting for this and that in Ukraine. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we're ready for any other contingency that may happen.
I believe, and I'm not alone in this, because listen to this. Republicans and independents are more worried about a Chinese attack on Taiwan, while the remainder are closely involved in worried about the border, and I'm concerned about the border. I think that's our main problem, and we got to get that under control now.
And there are different ways to do that. Unfortunately, there's so many political obstacles to that. Whether China invades Taiwan next Tuesday or 2 years from now or 6 months from now, nobody really knows. But
okay.
At some point, they will try. Some point, they will try to reunify.
I heard Donald Trump's speech over the weekend. I watched it. It was an hour and something long, and I watched the whole thing from start to finish. But here's the deal. He said he had 500 miles of the wall completely finished, and he had another 200 and something set up ready to go, which was all there. The parts and materials were there, and the first thing Joe Biden did was cancel all of it.
Well, that's right. He did, yeah.
But very quietly, and I don't know if you've been paying attention, very quietly we find out last week, at the end of the week, that the Border Patrol and the Department of Homeland Security is starting to fix some of the gaps that were left there, the short, small gaps where the wall was open. We saw it looked like as if there should have been a gate or something. There was nothing there. Now they're filling that in.
Well, even the Democrat Party understands. See, their position is that, you know, we shouldn't close the border and everything will be fine. But at the same time, they realize that they're heading towards an election and they have to start doing some things, or at least looking like, and the emphasis on looking like, they are doing something, or that the border isn't as bad as these crazy MAGA Republicans are making it all out to be. So
well,
they're always playing a game. See, that's the thing.
It is bad. bad, and here's why. We don't know who in the hell is getting across that border and sneaking across into wherever. And we've seen a lot of young military-age males coming into this country with very little in the way of possessions and fairly decently dressed. They're not dressed like a bunch of slobs, like they've been out on the trail for 1,000 miles. This is all very concerning to anybody that's paying attention and has eyes or ears to do so.
Well, that's right, and I think the GOP candidates are trying to bring that to the fore, and certainly, again, people understand the gravity of this.
Now, Ukraine, again, we just told you about many people are concerned about Ukraine. They think that that's, the Democrats think that's their number one priority. But Ukrainian units, military units, are currently leaving behind their Western tanks and advancing slowly on foot, after coming up against the dense Russian minefields. And they have to clear the minefield before they can drive the tank across it.
Well, that's right. And one of their commander-in-chief general said basically you can't do anything with the tank if the minefield's too deep, basically, because sooner or later it's going to stop, just paraphrasing here, and he says, and then it's going to be destroyed when they concentrate their fire. So they've got to do something or they can't traverse these minefields the way they are.
Now, I'm going to mention something right now. We are definitely going to talk about this a little bit during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But the UPS union has asked the White House to butt out. Do not intervene in the case of the strike on our behalf or UPS's behalf. We don't want you involved. Couldn't be any simpler.
That's right. They basically have said the White House shouldn't be concerned with the Teamsters.
Yep. And that's Richard Trumka, so we'll see how that works out. And finally, for this segment, United Airlines pilots have reached a historic agreement in principle with big pay raises and other perks. They're not going to strike. They're going to be flying the friendly skies, and that's a good thing, I guess, for United, even though other airline pilots associations are also looking to see if they can get the same kind of a deal.
That's right. Their pay is going to go up by about 40%, we understand as well. And I think they've been having these issues for several years now when their contract came up for renewal back in 2019. And they've been negotiating about this since that time.
Yeah, and the airlines have had no problem at all, except when the fuel got high, making a profit. But, you know, when the fuel dropped down a little bit, they buy fuel way, way, way out in advance. So they get the advantage of buying large lots and getting it at a lot lower price than what you see at, you know, at the pumps and all that stuff, which is fine.
Well, that's right. But, again, this is a good thing. Hopefully there won't be any other kinds of disruptions on the horizon.
Speaking of good, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to be bringing in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to take a long look at the weather out there, the heat, the rain, the storms. Yeah, we got storms out there in the midst of all this, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, Monday Morning Edition, coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Glad to see y'all here.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Kyle, that's what they call tickling the ivories, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good piano right there. That's amazing.
Now, I had not heard that song before, and I just stumbled on it accidentally. And I asked you if you'd heard it, and I first asked you who the group was, and you had no idea. And I didn't either, because I wouldn't suspect that this would be one of their songs. But it's the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and the name of the song is My Babe. And, boy, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty classic rock, you know, early days kind of rock. Yeah.
All right, well, let me say this about the weather and then get you going. Hot conditions are going to continue for the south all the way from the west coast to the east coast, down here into South Florida, where it's going to be hotter than a freaking furnace with coal in it burning red hot or white hot, as the case may be. Now, rain once again arrives for the northeast. It's been raining up there this weekend. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, down into the northern part of Massachusetts in the mountains, you're going to get rain again. Air quality issues are persisting. We'll tell you where that's going to be, because we're going to have a schmutz alert. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, we're going to start up in Montana this morning, everybody, with what's happening with the air quality there. Of course, you're going to have those elevated particulate levels. This is because of that wildfire smoke that's still coming in from Canada. So this is going to cover most of the eastern half of Montana. And, of course, this is going to include basically just east of Bozeman through Billings up. And, of course, this is all coming from the border with Canada, Glasgow, Miles City, all the way down into Wyoming. Is going to cover over Gillette as you head down, and then, of course, as you head down I-25 down through Casper, and almost all the way to the border with Colorado, you're going to still have this air quality alert. So do be careful. Sensitive folks should take real precautions with these particulates in the air. Starting then in Colorado, heat advisory there, coming down I-25 through Fort Collins and Denver, Colorado Springs, of course, down through Trinidad, and then down into New Mexico, we've got heat advisories pretty much all over the state. We've got heat advisories down through Las Cruces, then, of course, Carlsbad. Excessive heat watch near Roswell, and no, that's not an alien propulsion unit overloading everybody. It's just hot, so you got to be careful with that. Excessive heat in southern Arizona as well. Heat advisory covering the northern half of Arizona. You get the picture. Excessive heat on the California desert, up through southern Nevada, up towards Reno right now. We do have a little bit of rain on the map. The only rain that we're seeing out west right now is on Interstate 5 in northern California. This is going to cover from Red Bluff to about Redding. So if you're trucking up in that area, up Interstate 5, that's where you're going to have the rain coming across the road, at least for a little while. We'll check it next hour as well. But a quick check of our temps. Las Vegas checking in at 98. Phoenix, 99. Tucson, 92. Our friends up in Reno, you've got 81. Our friends in Salt Lake, 79. And you've got 79 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But in Los Angeles, it's just 71 degrees. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start in the south. We're going to start with the heat. Coming out of El Paso, going east all the way across into Louisiana, definitely temperatures in the 90s, in the high 90s, low 100s. Down along the Mexican border will be 105-plus. Up into the Dallas Metroplex and up towards the Oklahoma line, we'll have temperatures approaching 110 degrees, as well as to the west, as well as down to the outer fringes of San Antonio. The heat in the upper 90s, with a heat index much higher than that, will go up into south central Oklahoma, coming across over into Louisiana, the southern part of Louisiana, all across I-10, all across I-12. You're going to have a high heat advisory there. It's going to continue up into the northeast corner of Louisiana, and then the northwestern part of Mississippi on down towards Jackson, Mississippi. You're going to have a high heat index advisory. Again, it'll be hit or miss coming across I-10. You might see some high temperatures in the upper 80s. However, depending on the afternoon rain that we've been getting down here, it might cool it off a little bit, but not for much longer, you know, not for very long, maybe an hour or so before it jumps right back up again and the road steams and everything else. It's nothing. Well, it's like being in a sauna. But South Florida, once again, you're going to bake. That's Lake Okeechobee, south down into Marathon. You're going to bake. It's all there is to it. Okay, here we go with the schmutz alert. Let's start with Iowa. The entire state of Iowa is going to have poor air quality alerts today. Now, coming across I-80,
out of the Quad Cities going into Illinois, right there in northwestern Illinois, you are going to have some areas there. Chicago, you're going to be in the middle of it. So there you go. Chicago's not going to be a pretty place to be. Never was anyway, I guess. But anyway, Indiana, same thing. The whole state basically is in the same big old mess. The central part of Tennessee, Nashville, a little bit west of Nashville, up into Kentucky, same thing there. Moving over into Ohio, southwest Ohio, Columbus, you got a little area there, poor air quality up there around Cleveland, over east towards Erie, then all of Pennsylvania, all the way across to New Jersey, New York City, Long Island, New York State, the entire state of New York, under a poor air quality alert. Down into North Carolina, the central part of North Carolina in a north, in a poor air quality alert. Then here we go, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, almost all the way to Nova Scotia. You have got rain. You've got flooding, areas where it's going to be flash flooding up through there. So please be careful. And remember the rule, turn around, don't drown. Because, again, in Pennsylvania yesterday, a family of four, they're still searching for the two kids and the grandma. I don't think they found anybody other than the wife. She was found close to the car, drowned. The mother, that is. But what a tragedy there. Six people we know have drowned, and there's dozens more that are missing. It's not going to be a pretty picture when they get around to doing whatever. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You know, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. And you can find the one nearest you by going to pilotflyingj.com and use their locations function. Also, find out about their My Rewards Plus app where you can get great offers, save money, and then also earn points on many of the things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Also, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas this summer simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. So we'll see you there.
You will, and you'll see Kyle and I on the other side of the top of the hour break coming up where we get our national news out there with our affiliates and along the network, and they pay some bills, and you might hear a sponsor or two in there, too. But we'll be back in about 6 minutes here with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. By the way, we're all about America here, all about America. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.